Commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
You want to win some HGO? You can do that right now. Sweet or unsweet iced tea available. We'll give you one of those. We'll give you a free iced or hot coffee drink. You can win one of each by entering the text contest right now. All you got to do is text the keyword tea to the short code 20357. TEA 20357. Maybe you want to try a peppermint mocha iced or hot. Those will not be around forever and time is running out. Get in there and check it out with one of your free coupons. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. All right. We get significant news, quite frankly, on Patrick Mahomes yesterday. We saw the Chiefs as underdogs against the Texans. The initial chatter was a high ankle sprain. And then yesterday, we hear from Dan Israel early in the day when we talked to him for his weekly visit that it's a mid-ankle sprain. And that did perk my ears up a little bit. Like, okay, mid-ankle sprain. And then we hear from Mahomes after practice. We see him as a full participant in practice, basically saying, unless he thinks he hurts the team's chances of winning, he's going to play. Tommy, Patrick Mahomes is going to play. I think the great news in all of this is the injury does not appear to be as severe as it was feared. If it's not a high ankle sprain, as bad as it looked when it happened, then this probably isn't in reality that big a deal. Mahomes can play with an ankle sprain. It's just those high ankle sprains that you really fear in sports, but he's going to play this weekend. And now we can shift the focus to, can they get this win? And then can they beat Pittsburgh and put him on ice just because?
Yeah. And that's, I think, the best case scenario in general is that, you know, he's healthy enough where he feels like he can go out there and play on Saturday, not re-injure the ankle or make it any worse, be able to get the rest and recovery that he needs to then be able to play on Christmas Day with the goal that they clinch. I mean, they could clinch the number one seed in theory. They could clinch it this weekend if they win and Buffalo loses. I think that's probably unlikely. But they could wrap it up, you know, probably most likely by Christmas Day against the Steelers. And then at that point, yeah, you let him get all the rest he needs. You don't play him in the final regular season game against the Broncos. Then they get the bye, so he gets additional rest, and then should be ready to go for the divisional round. That's the ideal path that I think that everybody wanted to see happen. I'm not sure everybody thought it was realistic when you saw the opening news about his injury, but at this point, yeah, I think that's the direction they're going to go.
Which just looked, and it's the Gumby thing, right? It looked like that was going to be a significant injured, not just because he was limping, because of if you watch the hit, it's like,
is it weird that, like, and I don't know if I was the only one that wasn't like overly, you know, like not concerned, but I wasn't like stunned by the injury and like, oh my God, like what's going to happen? Because we've watched him bounce. The guy had his kneecap on the side of his leg that he put back into place. Like, this has happened a lot. I mean, we've watched him limp off with ankle sprains in years past and then get it taped up and then he's right back in. Like, it's the Gumby effect, like you said. But even in the moment when that happened, yeah, the hit didn't look great, but there was never a thought in my mind that I'm like, oh man, we're screwed. Like, it's going to fall apart for I'd never thought that. So I wasn't overly surprised when he was a full participant yesterday.
I fear high ankle sprains. And so that was the only thing
for me. He had that in the playoffs a year ago.
Right. It's one of his greatest skills. You know, of all the things you talk about with Mahomes, that's one of his greatest skills. Let's play this audio here real quick from Mahomes talking about the injury. You got Andy Reid talking about it, and then Carson Wentz. Jad has that cut up for us, and then we can react to it.
So I'll get to work in practice and try to push it to see where I can get to. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to put our team in a bad position. So if I feel like I can play and go out there and win a football game, I'll play. And if I don't feel like that's the best case scenario, I'll let guys like Carson play. I mean, he's a guy that's won in this league as well. So it's just about pushing it this week, seeing where I'm at and making the best decision then.
Go through some stuff and we'll see how it works out for him. And if he can't work, you know, then Carson will take those reps that Pat doesn't. So we have full confidence in Carson. If he has to step in and play, then I think everybody, coaches and players, have full confidence that he can go in and do a nice job.
Sure. I think they are too. Again, I've told you, I think they could beat the Texans with Carson Wentz. But if they don't need to, if Mahomes is fine, he's a full participant yesterday, Paul. Like, if he's able to practice all the way through practice, he's fine. Like, you're fine now. It's I don't want to say it's a nothing burger, because it's not a nothing burger, but it just isn't that. If he's practicing, why else would he need to practice unless he feels fine? You wouldn't need to practice him in full yesterday if he wasn't feeling fine. It just tells me that he's feeling fine.
Well, we don't know. I don't know about how much he actually practiced. I saw him doing some stretches on the field.
Is what they listed him as, and you can get in big trouble now in the NFL if you're not forthcoming with that stuff.
Guys, read between the lines. Patrick Mahomes is not going to play. Carson Wentz is going to play on Sunday. Read between the lines.
No way. Not a chance.
I'm not so sure. And
let's visit the place that always gets this stuff right. Las Vegas had the Chiefs as a 2.5-point underdog after the game on Sunday, when we were told it was high ankle sprain, all these things. After the practice report comes out, after the audio and Mahomes is listed as a full participant, the Chiefs go back to a 2.5 or a 3-point favorite. The line shifted 6 points. Mahomes is telling you. If Mahomes, Paul, tells you, unless I think I don't give my team a chance to win, basically, unless I think I'm hurting my team, I'm going to play. He's going to play.
Well,
he's got Hollywood Brown back, who was also, by the way, a full participant in practice yesterday for the first time. He's playing. I mean, I think he's doing everything he's allowed to do other than, you know, just announce it like, yep, I'm going to play on Sunday. And maybe they'll do that, or on Saturday. And maybe they'll do that later in the week. But there is absolutely no reason at all that you practice him if he's not playing. Why would you practice him? If he needs to get over the ankle injury, you don't put any, like, you don't put pressure on the ankle.
The surest thing that I can see from this whole thing is that when Coach Reed, Patrick Mahomes, both mention Carson Wentz, they mention him, they talk about it. That's something you wouldn't normally do. I mean, if this was, Patrick Mahomes is playing, you know, we don't have to worry about Wentz. We don't have to worry that he's going to be suited up because Mahomes is going to play. But both of them mentioned him. There's just something about the way they said Carson Wentz and the way that he got the attention from Patrick Mahomes and Coach Reed tells me something. I'm reading between the lines, Tommy. I'm reading between the lines. Now, it's a little narrow space between those lines.
Maybe so.
But I'm reading that. You just don't bring up Carson Wentz unless there's a good chance he's going to take your spot and you can't play.
I told you this, Jacob, on Monday when we were talking about this and reacting to it, that I believe that the only way that it's appropriate to start Carson Wentz if he has to.
Yeah, how's that?
Is if there is kind of a load management, you treat it like a preseason game or a meaningless.
And
like, I feel like you need to rest other starters. If you're going to start Carson Wentz, or at least the skill position players, so you don't risk injury to them as well. Like, I wouldn't play Isaiah Pacheco. I probably wouldn't play Xavier Worthy. I wouldn't play Travis Kelce. Well, like, those guys I probably would sit if you're not going to have Mahomes out there.
And I don't agree with that because, only for the reason that I think they could win with those guys and Carson Wentz. Now, I won't be stunned if we see, like, if things go well in the game, much like the Browns and the Chiefs are in a position to bring Wentz into the game at any point, that won't surprise me. But at this point, based on what we heard yesterday, and we'll see what happens today at practice, I will be shocked if Mahomes is not starting that game for the Chiefs. To me, like, everything they're saying points to he feels great and it's not as bad as we feared. And which shouldn't surprise any of us, because this does happen a lot with Mahomes. Like you said, unless his kneecap's hanging off of his leg, like, he generally can play through this stuff.
One thing I've got to say, though, to that, Jacob, how many times this season has the Chiefs played a game where you could take your starting quarterback out at some point in the second half and finish with it? It doesn't happen this year.
Right. I agree. The Browns might be the only one for a long time. I agree. We've said it a million times. They need to be running the ball anyway. And they did against the Browns, except for those critical spots early in the fourth quarter. They did certainly commit more to the run than they did. Carson Wentz is not incompetent. Carson Wentz is, I think it's very intentional, quite frankly, that he's there. He's one of the better backup quarterbacks in football. And the Chiefs know, and that when we've seen the Chiefs win games, critical games with backup quarterbacks in the Mahomes era, they have a system in place where they are still good enough to get things done in a Wentz-driven offense. In this short passing game, you know, tight end, run the ball offense, that's an environment that Carson Wentz can be pretty good. And again, we heard Dan Israel say it yesterday, and he said it a lot. He has been amazed by how good Wentz has looked in preseason, training camp, practice, whatever it might be. I do think there's a lot of confidence there for Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I think the other thing too is I don't think we can let this injury situation with Patrick Mahomes and the question about if he's going to start or if Carson Wentz is going to play, I don't think you can let that overshadow the glaring issues that still remain. And the fact remains, and it hasn't changed, bottom line is that regardless if it's Mahomes or Wentz, like to your point a couple minutes ago, Jacob, they have to run the ball more. Like, we're a broken record. It's every single week. They've got to rely on that, especially if Patrick Mahomes starts with an ankle sprain and he's not fully 100% and his mobility is limited potentially in the game if he ends up playing. They have to lean on the run game. There's no choice, because the last thing that you want to do is put him out there if he feels healthy enough to play, and then he ends up aggravating an injury or it ends up worse than it was. You cannot risk that in this moment.
Yeah, it's a long season, isn't it, Tommy? Started in the first part of September.
They hope it goes another 2 months.
Yeah, it's going to go a while longer is the hope. But, you know, September, October, November, we're halfway through December. That's a long time. That's a lot of football. That's a lot of hits. That's a lot of going to the ground. I'm just telling you guys.
A lot of games with a really bad offensive line, or at least bad tackles.
Well, that's a good point.
And it's not going to get good. No. I mean, the offensive line isn't going to get good. Nope. It's not going to be something that is a strength of this team, at least in pass blocking. No matter what happens, no matter what personnel is out there, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, maybe we see him limited. But again, like, we'll see practice. If there's one thing you can do, you can test an ankle in practice. And yesterday, it seems like the ankle's fine and there's nothing there. And whether there's something there or not, they're not even hiding the fact that they would like Mahomes to play. There's not even gamesmanship happening, right? Like, they're just like, unless something bad happens, I'm going to play, basically. And yeah, they're going to say if he can't, Carson Wentz will be ready to go. Of course, they're going to say that. But they're not even, I don't even think they're trying to hide it. I think they're just all full steam ahead. And now they get this new weapon in Hollywood Brown, and we'll see what happens. But they get the Texans in a really big game on Saturday night. All right, we're going to take another break here. We're going to come back. We are wide open the rest of the way, which means the IHOP hotline is open for you. The official breakfast partner of Xbox. Come in, try the decadent, fully loaded French toast only at IHOP Sports Daily. On a Wednesday, Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday,
yeah.
By the way. We'll be right back.